from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Heck yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're live here at Globe Life Field, Comerica Backyard. It's baseball time. Second half of the Ranger season begins tonight against the Orioles. Tough way to come out of the gates here, but this is a nice measuring stick opportunity. Are you just filled with optimism right now? That's the question. 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Friday afternoon, getting you set for your weekend. We got Brian Broaddus, we got Lucius Alexander live and in the flesh here at Comerica Backyard. We look forward to seeing you here as you make your way over to the ballpark tonight. This is a big series, big time series, and we got a heck of a pitching duel. It's a nasty Nate Eovaldi Friday night wearing the Peagle uniforms. Are you kidding me? Versus Burns. That's going to be quite the pitching duel. You'll get Mad Max Scherzer tomorrow. So fresh, ready to rock and roll, and I'm filled with optimism right now. I can't help myself. I'm seeing Josh Young is running around. Evan Carter's running around. They're getting going. I'm ready for half number two, boys. I'm ready for half number two.
Yeah, and we've kind of led into the second half of the season and really what needs to happen. And, you know, as we were walking in today, you see Jacob DeGrom out there throwing a little session off the mound. And so, you know, I'm like, whoa, okay.
There was some pop on that glove, too.
Pop going on down there. Yeah,
is that
so
right?
You know, that's what
DeGrom's got the pop already.
When you were coming in a little bit later, but when you walked through there, and I'm like, I stopped over there. I'm like going, oh man, that's DeGrom, and so yeah, he was locating it pretty well. So yeah, that's your hope right now is that you're going to get. Maybe it's not going to be buyers or sellers. Maybe it's going to be let's play the return back to the lineup game with DeGrom and Young and some others, and you're going to get back some of these guys. I'd like to say, hey, they're going to go buy somebody maybe, but I think it's really going to be about who can they add back to the roster that can help them in the second half. The last several series before the All-Star break gave me hope, and especially the one that went down there to Houston, and not a lot of hitting going on in that series for the Rangers, but a lot of good pitch and a lot of good bullpen action as well, but scoring enough runs to make those things happen. So, you know, that's going to be the encouragement for me. You mentioned about the Orioles coming in today, you know, one of the better teams. Rangers in a four-game set with them. Three of the four games, they were very competitive with the O's, so maybe they can find a way to get a couple out of this and then bring the White Sox in here and try and take advantage of that.
There you go. That's going to be real, real nice. Rangers got a pretty favorable second half schedule here, which is nice, but it is going to be tough coming out of the gates here versus the Orioles. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Baseball party, are you guys going to stay for some of the action tonight? Are you going to hit the China Buffet? What's the deal? I mean, Lucius in Arlington, I mean, it's Barlington.
Yeah, I think I'm going to turn around right here where we're at and just post up and watch maybe a few innings of this.
That's the move.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get a Jared Sandler to sneak me into that broadcast area and sit down and watch that for a while.
That would be that. Fun. I'm kind of seeing what time the Comerica Backyard Bar is going to open up.
Is that right? You're going to let that beer flow tonight?
I'm going to look over there a couple of times, maybe take my credit card out, open a tab over there.
Wow. Put it on the man?
I was thinking about just taking my credit card and licking it and putting it on my forehead, you know, and just keep it right, you know, and like, hey, can you open me up a tab here, you know? And this will be exciting. I love coming out here. By the way, you know that we're out here for the All-Star game festivities and all that. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, now with the second half and all that, man, I'm looking forward to seeing some Ranger baseball.
Yeah, man, this is going to be one heck of a time. And yesterday we got the 2025 Ranger schedule, and we saw that the Rangers are going to be opening things up against the Boston Red Sox here at home for a four-game series to kick the season off. But then I ended up seeing they're implementing – MLB is doing a first-ever rivalry week for next season. So
pick Houston as our rival, I hope.
Okay, yes. That's one of the –
I was a little worried.
Houston or the Athletics, right?
Yes, and that you have it being Houston here for the Rangers. So okay, rivalry okay. week, and it's really just a weekend, like the whole weekend from like May 16th through the 18th will be the
Dodgers, Giants.
Series. Okay, yeah, I want you to guess these because I think a lot of these are bad, dude. Dodgers, Giants, it absolutely should be, right?
Yeah, Red Sox, Yankees.
They're going A's, Giants. Okay.
Oh, they're going A's, Giants.
They're going – you said Red Sox and Yankees.
It's the Red Sox and Yankees.
It's a Battle of the Bay situation over there. Oh, Red Sox and Yankees. It should be.
It should be, but it's Mets versus Yankees.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Braves versus Sox. They're calling this rivalry week, and it's really just like proximity week. It's really just
I was thinking it may be like the Nats and the Orioles going at it. Proximity week.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, you will. You will. You'll have the Nationals versus the Orioles.
Is the Padres and the Diamondbacks going to do something?
No, it's going to be the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. It's going to be the Padres and the Mariners.
Okay.
Let's see. But it's Miami versus Tampa.
How about the Twins versus the Brewers?
Twins versus the Brewers. Yes, you do get that.
Okay.
You do get that.
How about the Cleveland Indians? Oops, I said the Indians. How about the Cleveland Guardians versus the Cincinnati Reds?
Correct. But like
Kansas City, St. Louis?
Kansas City, St. Louis? Yes, but it should be Cubs in St. Louis.
They play all the time. That is a heated rivalry, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're calling it rivalry week, so like, there's a bunch of these that just don't make sense, and they really just went ahead and did it more geographical. I mean, I love the idea of rivalry week.
Yeah, I like that idea.
It's a blast, especially for the fans. I don't even know how much for the players.
Pirates-Phillies makes sense.
Pirates-Phillies, yes, and that's the way they're doing it in this proximity week is what they are really doing here.
So they're doing that based on sales or something like that then, and not necessarily actual rivals.
Exactly, yeah.
Proximity in sales.
Exactly. So, and I guess it's convenient because everybody's as geographically close as possible, and so... But they're dubbing it Rivalry Week, and it's not Yankees and Red Sox. I mean, that's really all you need to know that this is a little bit weird. But I love the idea. You got to find a way to spice up the regular season when it's as long as it is, you know?
I was thinking Dodgers-Giants because that usually ends up to be something in the parking lot that
it gets physical.
It's on the police report the next day, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a chaperone when you go to that game. Yeah. I mean, they're going
Kevlar vest.
They're going Angels-Dodgers, again, because it's just
right
about.
Right there, right down the road.
It's just a turf war.
Yeah, a sellout.
Is sort of what it is.
Neither team has to travel. That's one of those deals.
A sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little update there, but you will be kicking off next season here at Globe Life Field versus the Red Sox. So that'll certainly be fun. And then how much of this Open Championship you've been watching here, Broadus?
You know, I've turned it on a little bit because you know me, I love weather being a factor.
You love the elements.
I love the elements, and I love the hit and hope aspect of this golf.
Dude, these guys are just whiffing.
I know about that life.
It's windy, bro.
They hit it and they hope it doesn't end up in the crap. That's how they're playing golf right now. Like, you could hit a really beautiful shot, and it's funny how they go, Well, the wind is helping. It's 25 miles off his right shoulder. 25 miles an hour wind. Bro. What if you're coming back into it?
It's gusty out there.
It's crazy how. But that those link style courses, for all the beauty and the craziness of it, it's such hit and hope that you don't end up in the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've gathered. I mean, you saw some nice shots going in yesterday.
It tests your shot making. It tests your imagination.
These guys aren't used to this style of the links golf.
Guys from Texas usually can function pretty well at the Open Championship because Texans are known as really good wind players because of where they grow up. You know, with this, how in around the Dallas-Fort Worth, we have some windy days. On the average, if you look, we have more windy days than Chicago does. So Texas golfers tend to function a little bit better at these championships because of growing up and playing in the breeze.
Knowledge bomb. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It does get ridiculously windy out here. Mm-hmm. And I've heard the Chicago City is actually, that's more narrative than anything else.
They call it the Windy City, but on average, Dallas is windier than Chicago.
Yeah, and because of the politicians. The way they talk.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. The Windy City.
I like that. Well, Tiger,
home of the gangsters, Chicago.
Tiger Woods plus 200.
Well-dressed gangster.
Hell yeah.
He had the most bets of any player at BetMGM to make the cut.
Oh.
He finished plus 14. Of course misses it.
Was he 79, 77 with the two rounds he had?
Yeah. I believe that's what it was, yes. But
He just, you know, Tiger still has the creativity and the imagination. He doesn't have the ability anymore. He doesn't have the ability to see that, like, okay, I'm going to hit the 204-yard stinger below the wind and chase it in there and all that. He has the idea that he could do it, and then he tries to do it, and it ends up over the back of the green. And now he's having to be creative to pitch just to make par. You know, so he, at one time, man, he was the best of the world when it came to creative shots and playing little bump shots and stuff like that, but that skill has since left.
Well, that hurts growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you can do it in your head, but you can't do it physically anymore. And that day you learn, you're like, ah.
You could see it in the way he reacts to hitting shots. Yeah. You could see him like, I know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I just don't have the – and he doesn't play enough. I mean, when he was playing, you know, 16, 17, 18 tournaments a year – we saw a dominant player. Now he plays. He just plays the majors. It's tough.
When he messes up, is he still cussing and fussing?
Oh, he. You could tell.
Damn it, Tiger.
Yeah, he's
get it together, buddy. Yeah. Come on, pal.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things about golf is these guys just S-talking themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, does any other sport S-talk themselves more than golf does? They're like, do guys miss a shot in basketball and run back down just mother-bleeping themselves? Yeah. I don't know.
Now, come on, bro.
Hit a shot. You effing idiot.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley was
Tiger.
At that Tahoe charity one, the American Century last week, and he was just ranting, calling himself fat, fat ass, terrible shot. As soon as he swings, it's like as soon as the ball makes contact with the ball, he's calling himself a fat ass. That's what Chuck was doing last week in Tahoe. It was pretty hilarious. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, a couple of people asking about the Rangers schedule. I mean, FanGraphs calls it the seventh easiest schedule of the second half of the season.
Actually, is it okay? We've got Seattle has the hardest, I believe. Are the Astros just behind the Rangers?
Yeah, the Astros schedule is the 11th.
So it's Rangers, Astros, and then the Mariners far as going Mariners, from easy to hardest.
According to FanGraphs, Mariners have the 14th most difficult schedule remaining here.
Right.
So, I mean, they play each other quite a bit that month of September, but I'm looking forward to seeing how this second half goes, and there's reason for optimism for sure, but they need to get rolling right here. They need to come out of the gates pretty hot because things can change on you real quick in a matter of just a couple of weeks as we lead up to the deadline. 469 says they used to talk S to themselves while playing football.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to catch that, baby. I can hear that. Yeah. Come on, you got to catch that.
I'll tell you one thing, Lucius. If you're
a guy. I'm cussing myself out.
If you're a player on film that's always clapping your hands after plays, you're a bad player. Yeah, you really are.
Darn it, clap.
If you, yeah, if you're crap. Seriously, if you're like in coverage and all of a sudden you're playing and you're in coverage and there's a catch and you clap after the after the catch, you're a bad player.
Just a single clap, though. Single clap single indicates clap. I got burnt. If it's a if it's hey, a multiple clap, it's like,
you,
yeah, that's
let
right,
me
I
tell
just
you
got
what.
You.
It, there's bad things. You could be a fumbler.
Oh, that's funny.
But if you're a clapper, if you're a clapper, you're a bad football player.
That is hilarious, Rodis.
You know, you're one of those
it's
guys.
The darn it clap.
Yeah, darn, damn.
You know, just missed him clap.
Yeah, that if you're one of those guys, if I see you clapping on film other than the multiple, like, yeah, I got, you know.
Yeah, I was right there, clap.
If you're a single clap, a woozie. Woozie was my guy.
He's the poster boy.
He was like, he'd be right there. He'd miss the ball, and then he'd clap. And,
a head shake. He'd give you a little head shake,
and then
too.
I was like, bad player. Bad player right there. He's always clapping.
210 says tennis players mother F themselves.
They sure
good.
Do.
Yeah, they do.
And everybody else.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody else around, too.
Yeah, they get
line judge can get it.
Yeah.
Pitchers on the bump. That's a good call, the pitchers.
Well, they put their glove on their face. I wonder what they say, you know. I wonder if they just – because you've seen sometimes guys pitch and then they know it's a out of here dong ball, and then they put their glove up on their face and they're dropping
the longest
the
F word you've ever heard in your life. Yeah.
That's hilarious. It
could be therapeutic a little bit, man.
I'll tell you what we're learning, though. You got to be careful going to sporting events because they got lip readers now. Like,
professional lip readers.
I mean, like, guys, what, Brown and his girlfriend and them sitting down there at courtside, and all of a sudden they're talking about Bronny?
Yeah.
You can't even be on TV anymore. You got lip readers saying, oh, he's not being very kind to that, you know.
You got to be careful.
There's a whole lip reading industry now on the internet, dude. Yeah. People are cleaning up with this. It's
big
a hell of a skill
bros,
set.
Bro.
Yeah.
I wish I had it.
I know, me too. Especially with all this AI stuff coming out, it's hard to know what's real and what's not. If you're a lip reader, you're dialed. You're like, oh, I can pinpoint that. That's fake right there, trying to get me. But the S-talking for pitchers.
Give me another sport. Yeah, they'd be S-talking themselves.
bad talk myself and while playing poker, says the 214.
Yeah, I can see that.
Poker's one of those. Ruben is a big-time poker guy. Big-time degenerate gambler. We worry about him, but he's nodding his head over
he's
there.
He's actually good at it, though.
No, he's,
like,
he's
we're
good.
In Vegas, and, like, he's, like, cleaning up, and the rest of us are, like, thinking about how we're going to pay for the buffet.
Yeah. Ruben draws a good hand.
How about these refs? They're so bad at their job sometimes. You think they cuss themselves out?
That's a good call.
What a crap call. By me.
Well, I think they have enough in their ear to where they don't even do it because the coaches are beating them to the punch.
The fans are like Tony Brothers is standing over there like he's checking on your gal. But then you got somebody behind him like, damn, Tony, that was a poor call right there. You
incredible.
Know? God, what?
All right. Yeah, please keep texting in the sports where you see people S-talking themselves as much as we see golfers do because we're seeing a lot of it here
what about our
at
bowler,
Royal
dude?
Troon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bowling guy. We just got a text about bowling. We did. All right, we're just getting started here, G-Bag Nation, on a Friday. Great to have you in. We're at the Comerica backyard of Globe Life Field getting you set for half number two of the Ranger season of Aldi versus Burns. It's going down tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We got the G-Bag of the Day at 2:30, and coming up next, our viral office debate of the week. We'll give you that next right here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Ross. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a few minutes. Lucius Alexander is live here with us at the Comerica Backyard inside of Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and O's kicking off half number two of the Rangers season. 877-881-1053. We have the viral office debate of the week. I actually saw this last Friday and kicked it around with Choppy and Bobby. I wanted to get Broadus and Lucius's thoughts on this as well. I'm also curious with the Microsoft outage situation. I think we're having some fan cam difficulties. So apologies for that. Hopefully we'll get that back up and running ASAP here. But I'm wondering how many people benefited from this where it was like, hey, can't get any work done today. Did the weekend start early? Like, is there a positive spin on this for anyone where it's like, hey, I didn't even have to end up going into work today because our computers and stuff didn't work? Because that's kind of a nice way to wake up on a Friday.
Man, I am so grateful we weren't traveling today, you know, going out to camp. You know, and having to deal with all that.
Stuck with those long lines at the airport. Everything's down.
Man, I saw all those people, bro. And I was thinking, what a miserable day for travel and what a miserable day for the people trying to get people on planes. So, I wonder if people just said, hey, we're not doing anything today. Friday, the computers are out. We'll pick this thing back up on Monday. You know, I wonder if some companies just said that. Hey, let's not worry about it today.
Or, man, what if you're sitting at work and you're waiting for them to get the system going?
Yeah.
And they're not letting you go.
Oh, see, now you have a bit of a detained situation.
Yeah.
Everybody's
like
just
hostage.
Walking around. Yeah. I mean,
stuck at that joint, bro.
That's the worst boss ever
when I was with the Cowboys in, like, the IT department, when it went down, they sent us home. Like, they knew that we couldn't do any work.
Good for y'all.
They just said, nah, you guys can, you know, we don't need you sitting around. We'll figure this out tomorrow, and then here we come, you know, the next day. But
I like that. That's leadership.
Yeah, they just said when they knew it was going to be an all-day problem, they just moved on from you. You know?
See, I'm getting a lot of, like, 817 says, outage has actually made my job more difficult. Yeah. I can't complain, though, because I'm working from home. That's our guy, Miguel, in the 817. Much love to Miguel.
Hey, make sure you wiggle your mouse every once in a while, Miguel. Let him know you're there.
You keep that pulse alive on that computer. 817, hell nah. Paycom still works, and clients are calling me.
Oh.
Sorry about that, 817. That's a bummer. Let's see here. Yeah, the IT guy had no issues at work today in the 210, but the traveling situation would certainly be the worst possible. If you're trying to travel today, that's a nightmare. When I saw the Sphere in Vegas, blue screen with
it
like the
glitchy.
Worst sorry. Yeah, it was
glitch.
The same thing.
Oh, that's
like
awful.
the blue screen that every computer was getting was the entire Sphere.
No.
That's what it was covered in.
We just should
like
never get to see that.
A computer error.
Something over there.
Yeah, just cut the lights on that, dude. Pull the plug.
Hey, can I say something real quick? Our buddy Blair's out there listening. He reminded me about the player that taps on his chest and like points up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My bad.
Oh,
my bad.
My God.
That's
that
another
guy.
If somebody's
that's
always
me.
Hit, it's
that's
on
me.
It's yeah. on, and it the points honor. Up.
Yeah.
That's a player you don't want on your team because that guy's making a. He's like, my bad. He's always my bad.
Yeah.
Know, that's
yeah.
On me, God. That's on me.
I forgot about the my bad guy.
Hilarious.
You can't have too much of that. All right. Viral office debate of the week. This was actually last Friday I saw this. Would you rather get handed $30,000 right now or play a week in the big leagues for your favorite team, but for no pay?
Oh, well, hell. Yeah, I'm out.
You're taking the $30,000 and running?
Right now.
Yeah.
right now.
Okay.
Put it in tens, too.
Do I play well?
No, that's the thing. No. That's the thing about this hypothetical. From the way I understand it, is you are just you as yourself, which is not something that's going to be in any way impressive on a Major League Baseball diamond.
Yep.
So you're going to be out there for a week pretty much embarrassing yourself.
In that uniform with that body.
In that uniform with that body, and the check is not coming in on Tuesday like the rest of your teammates. But you got a week in the bigs. You got to live like a big leaguer, man.
So, okay, are they home games or road games?
I would like to think that you're playing one home series and one road series in this week, so you get sort of the full effect. You're a big leaguer. You'll always get to say it. You'll always have these memories. Can you capitalize? Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby were immediately last Friday like, yeah, I'm taking the 30K, whatever. Choppy was like, you guys aren't dreamers, man. You get out there, you never know what you can parlay that into, a content thing. Could you become a talking baseball head because of your 7 days in the big leagues? You know what I mean?
You can call yourself a pro after that, can't you?
Absolutely.
I play pro baseball.
You have that bottom, that lower third graphic on television, can always say former big leaguer, Lucius Alexander.
You want to Google an image of Tommy Lasorda getting hit with a bat during the All-Star game? If you can, just Google image Tommy Lasorda getting hit with bat All-Star game. And he gets hit, he's stumbling around, he's turning, he's falling, he's in full baseball uniform. That's how I envision my week of playing in the major leagues. If you guys,
did it catch him by surprise, or did he have enough agility to move out the way he just didn't have it anymore?
The bat came flying out of the guy's hands.
Yeah, poor guy.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to kind of move. The bat hits him like in the chest, the gut. He's stumbling. His legs get crossed. He falls on his back. That's kind of how I envision my baseball week.
I think that's, I mean.
Every inning.
Every.
Your self-awareness is pretty incredible.
Where would you put me? Would I be the catcher? Would I be, would I just put on the gear?
Can you frame a pitch? I mean, could you even get down in the position?
I'd be like a one-knee catcher.
Yeah.
I'd be on one knee.
The whole time.
And you heard that noise we heard earlier, them slaps.
Yeah.
You got to catch that.
I'm afraid that, I would reach for the ball. I'd reach, and they would hit my glove. It'd be catcher's interference. And my glove would just get blown off my hand and maybe break my hand.
You're gonna be the donor that just
hurt.
Missed it guy on the
team. I'm gonna get hurt if I had to. Give me the 30 grand.
30K.
Give me the 30K because I'm going to embarrass myself so badly out there.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation live on a Friday at Globe Life Field, Comerica Backyard. Cannot wait to see you here. Rangers O's coming up later on here on The Fan. And right now with Lucius Alexander live here in the flesh, it's time for a Friday G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, let's go. Where's that? Okay. We can do it this way. Okay, we can do it this way. There's a DJ disability on the mic, ones and twos right here. Giving you some fresh flavors.
To mail it in Friday, right?
Clearly. Let's see. All right, well, we last left off on G-Bag of the Day. I believe this is the second day for this young lady.
Yes.
It was a lady, she caught a couple in the pool, in the community pool at the apartments. As they say on the old 70s show, making a whoopee.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out there. It was broad daylight. This lady went on her patio, opened up the door, and said, hey, I got you.
1 second, boys. Just pulling that one up. You said that was in today's folder.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll get that pulled up here in a sec.
It's all gravy, baby. That G-Bag of the Day folder, if you click on that, and you'll see a thing that says GB, and that means it's ready to go. And there's a few of those in there for you, buddy. Other than that, I appreciate you having that Luther Vandross song for me on a
Friday. Yeah, no problem. The second you said it, I was like, oh, man, let's go. Let's go. I can ride with this any day of the week.
Missed a fair bunch, though.
So, yeah, not my best work, but here's this one. This couple trying to get... They were not very, well, secretive about it.
Ross, I want to be able to throw you some type of paddle out there.
Is that not playing? Oh wow!
I've been there drowning in the Pym Cup before. I know exactly how it feels. The Gators start to mount. They're all taking turns.
Is that the crowd strike?
Fingers.
They've gone into the death spin.
The crowd struck again.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many clap darn it's have you thrown into the Pym Cup?
I've gotten at least one clap, just like, dang it, you know?
That's so mean.
Hey, Ross, 30K or one more day in the Pym Cup?
30K, because that's still better than what's going on right now. Still better than me in the big leagues, too. That's for dang sure.
We are right now, we are going live to Ross drowning in the Pimp Cup. If you missed it, we're trying to get him a hand. He's having issues with things.
I don't know if one of those buttons get weird on him. Even say him.
DJ No Clue.
This is exactly how Ross envisioned his Friday going.
It's honestly about on par.
What's going on, bro?
Things just aren't playing for me over here. Give me one sec. Here's
the move, Ross. You blame Microsoft.
Yeah.
I think
it's
you blame
CrowdStrike, bro.
I think everybody across the world today for any mistake they make is just blaming Microsoft and Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, because he's the Microsoft man. He makes all the money, and he bleeped us, okay? And right now, he's actively bleeping Ross Lubinsky trying to get his work done. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Honestly, maybe he's doing the Lord's work.
The 817 is asking you to get your S together, hey, Ross. But that's the 817.
Let's see if we can reenact it. Hey, you guys, get out of that pool. Put splash, your panties back on.
Splash, you got to throw a couple of nasty asses in there, remember?
That's nasty water. Those kids are in that water.
Yagada.
I wonder. If...
I've got it on video.
I'm going to tell security.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to tell security.
Oh, man. We went through the whole song, Ross.
We did, man. Thank you, Luther, for carrying us through that. Hopefully there's still a pulse on Ross if he gets the opportunity to throw it to break here.
Yeah.
He's having everything's spinning, I would imagine. That's why we love live radio. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta power through, and we will get back to the G-bag of the day. Potentially.
Maybe.
No guarantees.
Allegedly.
On a mail-it-in Friday. That was a historical G-Bag of the Day here. Appreciate you rocking with us live at Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus is going to give us a Krusty's Corner for the ages coming up next. You know, I think the only regret I have about the intergalactic disaster that was today's G-Bag of the Day is that we didn't have video footage of Ross drowning in the Pimp Cup, thanks to Microsoft, who's bleeping all of us today. Ross, we salute you. Glad to see you still have a pulse and are still with us, my friend. Hopefully we get that thing figured out. Good news. You know, maybe we'll have a G-Bag of the Day opportunity later on in the program. But Ross just cemented himself for G-Bag of the Day champion, probably five times
maybe
over.
Maybe the year.
Maybe G-Bag of the Year. Yeah. That's going to be tough competition.
Jerry Jones is still in the mix somewhere.
We look forward to reliving that at some point, potentially in today's program, if things allow for it.
Please.
We would absolutely love
that.
I
want to hear that again.
As Lucius Alexander is live with us here at Globe Life Field, Dawson and Wolchuk back on Monday, but it's time for Brian Broaddus, King of the Krusties, for a Friday Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Heating and Air.
Yeah, thank you a lot, Eric. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. All right, here we go. It's Friday.
Yeah, Ross is saying speak for yourself
on that
one.
Speak for yourself. It's Friday, and, you know, I always like to play games with you guys. So I've got a game I'm going to run through with you guys. It's are these real restaurant names? So you're going to tell me, is this a real restaurant name or not?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You want to start first, Eric?
Sure. I can be that guy.
Is there a restaurant called Faux King Fabulous?
Whoa. Wow, dude.
Faux King Fabulous.
All right.
Is this, are these all USA restaurants or is these just worldwide?
These are just restaurant names, potentially.
They could be anywhere in the world, not
could
necessarily.
Anywhere in the world.
In the United States. Okay. Go ahead and hit that one more time. What is that?
Faux King Fabulous.
I think that's legit. I think that's one of the better Chinese buffets in the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't doubt your creativity there, Broaddus, at all. I think you're a creative man, smart guy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would come up with that one, though. I believe that is an actual place.
You guys really think that's an actual place?
Absolutely.
Faux KING.
Yeah.
And then yourself?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Fabulous. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's totally a place where I would bring the family to eat some
General Sal's.
It's a real restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
P-H-O.
Oh, it's supposed to be pho.
Pho. Is that pho?
King. Fabulous.
Oh, but the king. Okay, I get what you did there. Yeah. Because a lot of people are texting, and the P-H-O is supposed to be pronounced pho. But obviously, that's probably not a direction you want to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's how they pronounce it. They say they didn't say pho. They said pho.
Yeah.
What they said,
because the pho was followed by the king.
The king, right? Yeah. There you go.
Pho king.
All right, Lucius.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Is there a place called Queso Queen?
Ooh.
Queso Queen.
Sound like somebody I want to meet, Queso Queen.
I would love to.
Yeah, get some margaritas. You probably got one of them little pretty flower dress on. You know what
that's a monarchy
about?
I can get behind.
The traditional dress and everything. Queso Queen, absolutely. That's a good marketing brand.
It is. It's a great name. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be a little bit bummed if this is not real because I want it to be so bad. That's a home run. That's a home run name.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
say yes.
It.
Sure.
Yeah,
he wants us to be wrong so bad.
You sure about this?
I'm sure. I'm 100%.
Queso Queen.
Queso Queen.
It's a real place.
Yeah. Yes. Living in the same dream.
Do you have the menu? Is everything just...
It's all
cheesy.
Yeah, Hispanic cheesy food.
I love it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
How about this one there, Chieftain?
Yes, sir.
Is there a real place called Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins? That's too plain. Mindy's Muffins. You know, Queso Queen, there's some, like, there's something cool with that,
Mindy's,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, Mindy's Muffins, that place has got 6 months worth of living there before that business goes under. So I'm going to say no.
No to Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins sounds like it was produced by Vivid Entertainment. In about the 1998 era.
With the really bad music.
Yeah. Mindy's Muffins, yes, very much. That's a real place.
You sure?
Yeah. And have you ever seen this little chicken place where this, like, they sell fried chicken, but the logo is like some chicken thighs? It's like a chicken with some sexy thighs.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a female chicken. That's how Mindy's Muffins is. It's not bending over, but it's like a muffin back there. Like, wow.
She's going to sell some merch.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You'd like to have a t-shirt from Mindy's Muffin because it's a real place.
Damn.
Real place.
Where is Mindy's? Do you know the location of these?
No, I'll look it up for you, though. But
no, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I'll figure it out. How about this one, Chief?
Yep.
Is there a place called Titanic?
That's hysterical.
Titanic.
A restaurant called Titanic?
Is there a restaurant called Titanic?
They got, like, violin players and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Setting the mood right. There's no way. I mean, no. I mean, maybe there's a place. No, not a restaurant. No one's saying, let's go eat at the Titanic tonight. I mean, I guess now that I'm talking about it, maybe they've got, like, some type of reenactment built of the ship that you're on and eat. That's where you're eating.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm just going to I'm gonna say fart.
Lucius, is there a place called Titanic?
That is in bad taste. No, there is not a place called Titanic. We're eating at the Titanic.
Oh, the Titanic.
Like Thai food.
Wow, I didn't consider that.
It's a real place.
Oh. Yeah, bro. So that's a Thai food place?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's actually
the
brilliant.
The Titanic.
That is brilliant, dude.
Yeah. All right. How about this one?
It's good marketing, too, by the way.
Lucius. Is there a place called House of Hash Browns?
Boy, I hope not. I'll be highly disappointed. You got 45 different versions of hash browns on your meal or something like that? I'm kind
of
bored with
House
that.
Of hash browns.
I'm out on hash browns. House of hash browns. I'm
you
out.
Saying no?
Yeah,
you're out?
No, but you have the International House of Pancakes. You have the Pancake House. You have the Waffle House. But no one's building the house out of hash browns.
Hash brown house.
This is a no. This is a no for me.
That sounds like the second little pig.
You guys, sure?
Yeah, I feel good that I feel like we know what our breakfast houses are, and they're not hash browns.
And you wouldn't start your business off a side.
Yeah, it does feel.
Yeah, that feels like food trucky a little bit to me.
Food trucky.
Like, hey, we specialize in dominant potatoes. We pull up to the brewery, and you guys, you know, from time to time, you have that.
But you're not going
to
go chili on them.
Yeah, you're not going to go sit down at the potato house.
Yeah,
the hash house.
Hash house. That's different.
It's a real place.
Oh, man. It's two in a row.
The house of hash.
House of hash browns.
Where
real
is it?
Place.
That is awful.
It actually sounds delicious, man.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to go there. Can I get some potatoes topped with potatoes?
Yeah, right.
Like, what are we doing? We're smothering our potatoes in more potatoes?
You could have other breakfast items there.
I guess the potato is so versatile that you could have just a potato
place.
You
go to IHOP and have house of pancakes. They got other things to eat there.
Yeah, but they got so many different pancakes, too. There's, like, you know, the ones that taste like cookies. There's walnuts and stuff all in other ones. I can't think of the names right now because the coffee is not all the way through the system yet. But, yeah.
Thanks to Jake, by the way, for bringing us a cup of coffee.
Thank you,
today.
Jake.
Very nice of him.
Oh my God, I was out here just raw dogging life with no caffeine in me.
Okay. I felt for you. I think I could tell the moment that caffeine hit your bloodstream, and it was like you were like Wolverine coming out of the waters, bro.
I was go away.
When he saw the red cup,
immediately he lit up.
His attitude completely changed. All right, here's one for you. Tell me if this is a real restaurant or not. Assault and Battery.
Oh, wow.
Assault and Battery. Is that a real restaurant or not?
It's a cop bar in Boston.
Assault and Battery.
Oh. I just... Now that you did the Titanic thing, I'm trying to, like, put these words together and see how it could make sense for food and, like, assault, salt, and but the battery. This one just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand how this is happening. So I'm going to say no.
No? Lucius.
Assault and Battery.
Assault and Battery.
Yeah, no. That's not a place.
It's a real restaurant.
God, what?
Are you kidding, dude?
I'm not kidding. It's a real restaurant.
Battery.
Like, this
wow,
is
bad taste.
I'm really struggling on how you market this, dude.
Okay.
We're having a big family dinner at Assault and Battery?
Assault and Battery. How about this one?
Guy's night.
Is it real or not?
Battery.
Burgatory.
Burgatory, yeah. Absolutely. That rolls right off the tongue. That's brilliant. It's phenomenal. It's efficient. Count me in.
Burgatory there, Lucius.
Burgatory. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a cool spot.
Deep Ellum. Dude, we're going to Burgatory.
Going to Burgatory?
Going to Burgatory.
Actually, it's a chain of Pennsylvania restaurants.
Yes.
So you're right.
Yes.
You guys are right about that.
That's a really nice name. I like that. That's good.
All right. How about this one?
You never want to be stuck in purgatory, but if you told me I was stuck in burgatory, I'd be like, all right, I'll get comfy in here.
Hey, Ross, you good back there, bro?
Yeah, how's Ross?
Like,
I feel like there's like 14 different songs playing, fam.
We're hanging in there.
All right.
By a thread.
Okay, it's like those like pseudo like inspirational posters where it's like the cat hanging from a tree hanging in there. That's me.
Yes. Barely. Yes. Yeah. Well, the good news is there's only like another 3.5 hours to go.
Yeah. And pick one song.
All right. Here we go. Final one. Is there a place known as the Happy Grillmore?
Ooh.
Happy Grillmore.
Dang, that's good.
I'm so on board with it.
Creative people out here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I speak behalf on a lot of people.
You're not giving me any credit for making that one up?
This better be real. No, I'm not giving you the credit for making up Happy Grillmore. Are you kidding me?
If you made that up, I'll be saying, why did you say this on the radio?
Yeah.
You're writing that down, trademark it, and let's run.
You both are saying yes for the Happy Grillmore?
I'm saying yes. That's legit.
The Happy Grillmore is a real place. It's in Portland, Oregon.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. There it is, a Krusty's Corner. Fun game on a Friday staple here with the King of the Krusties, Brian Broaddus. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday live at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles. Let's take a look at the NFL news of the day. We got Stephen Jones on Dak Aikman versus Lamar and trouble with the Eagles next in the Nation. Ages coming up next. You know, I think the only regret I have about the intergalactic disaster that was today's G-Bag of the Day is that we didn't have video footage of Ross drowning in the Pimp Cup, thanks to Microsoft, who's bleeping all of us today. Ross, we salute you. Glad to see you still have a pulse and are still with us, my friend. Hopefully we get that thing figured out. Good news. You know, maybe we'll have a G-Bag of the Day opportunity later on in the program. But Ross just cemented himself for G-Bag of the Day champion, probably five times
maybe
over.
Maybe the year.
Maybe G-Bag of the Year. Yeah. That's going to be tough competition.
Jerry Jones is still in the mix somewhere.
We look forward to reliving that at some point, potentially in today's program, if things allow for it.
Please.
We would absolutely love
that. I want to hear that again.
As Lucius Alexander is live with us here at Globe Life Field, Dawson and Wolchuk back on Monday, but it's time for Brian Broad as King of the Crusties for a Friday Crusties Corner, brought to you by Reliant Heating and Air.
Yeah, thank you a lot, Eric. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. All right, here we go. It's Friday.
Yeah, Ross is saying speak for yourself.
Speak
on
for
that
yourself.
One.
It's Friday, and you know I always like to play games with you guys. So I've got a game I'm going to run through with you guys. It's are these real restaurant names? So you're going to tell me, is this a real restaurant name or not?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You want to start first, Eric?
Sure. I can be that guy.
Is there a restaurant called Faux King Fabulous?
Whoa.
Wow, dude.
Faux King Fabulous.
All right.
Is this, are these all USA restaurants or is these just worldwide?
These are just restaurant names potentially.
That could be anywhere in the world, not
could
necessarily.
Anywhere in the world.
In the United States. Okay. Go ahead and hit that one more time. What is that?
Faux King Fabulous.
I think that's absolutely. I think that's legit. I think that's one of the better Chinese buffets in the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't doubt your creativity there, Broadus, at all. I think you're a creative man, smart guy, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would come up with that one, though. I believe that is an actual place.
You guys really think that's an actual place?
Absolutely.
Faux KING.
Yeah.
And then yourself?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Fabulous. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's totally a place where I would bring the family to eat some General Tso's.
It's a real restaurant.
Yeah.
I think
P-H-O.
Oh, it's supposed to be pho.
Pho. Is that pho?
King. Fabulous.
Oh, but the king. Okay, I get what you did there. Yeah. Because a lot of people are texting in. The P-H-O is supposed to be pronounced pho. But obviously... Okay. That's probably not a direction you want to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's how they pronounce it. They say they didn't say pho. They said pho.
Yeah.
What they said.
Because the pho was followed by the king.
The king, right? Yeah. There you go.
Pho king.
All right, Lucius.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Is there a place called Queso Queen?
Ooh.
Queso Queen.
Sound like somebody I want to meet, Queso Queen.
I would love to.
Yeah, get some margaritas. She probably got one of them little pretty flower dress on.
That's a monarchy
about.
I can get behind.
The traditional dress and everything. Queso Queen, absolutely. That's a good marketing brand.
It is. It's a great name. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be a little bit bummed if this is not real because I want it to be so bad. That's a home run name.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
say yes.
Sure.
Yeah,
he wants us to be wrong so bad.
You sure about this?
I'm sure. I'm 100%.
Queso Queen. It's a real place.
Yeah.
Live in the same dream.
Do you have the menu? Is everything just...
It's all
cheesy.
Yeah, Hispanic cheesy food.
I love it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
How about this one there, Chieftain?
Yes, sir.
Is there a real place called Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins? That's too plain. Mindy's Muffins. You know, Queso Queen, there's something cool with that,
Mindy's,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, Mindy's Muffins, that place has got 6 months worth of living there before that business goes under. So I'm going to say no.
No to Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins sounds like it was produced by Vivid Entertainment. In about the 1998 era.
With the really bad music.
Yeah. Mindy's Muffins, yes, very much. That's a real place.
You sure?
Yeah. And
Have you ever seen this little chicken place where this like they sell fried chicken, but the logo was like some chicken thighs? It's like a chicken with some sexy thighs.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a female chicken. That's how Minnie's Muffins is. It's not bending over, but it's like a muffin back there. Like, wow.
She's going to sell some merch.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You'd like to have a T-shirt from Mindy's Muffin because it's a real place. Real place.
Where is Mindy's? Do you know the location of these?
No, I'll look it up for you, though. But
no, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I'll figure it out. How about this one, Chief?
Yep.
Is there a place called Titanic?
That's hysterical.
Titanic.
A restaurant called Titanic?
Is there a restaurant called Titanic?
They got, like, violin players and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Setting the mood right. There's no way. I mean, no. I mean, maybe there's a place. No, not a restaurant. No one's saying, let's go eat at the Titanic tonight. I mean, I guess now that I'm talking about it, maybe they've got, like, some type of reenactment built of the ship that you're on and eat. That's where you're eating.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm gonna say fart.
Lucius, is there a place called Titanic?
That is in bad taste. No, there is not a place called Titanic. We're eating at the Titanic.
Oh, the Titanic.
Like Thai food.
Wow, I didn't consider that.
It's a real place.
Hey, bro. So that's a Thai food place?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. It's actually
the
brilliant.
The Titanic.
That is brilliant, dude.
Yeah. All right. How about this one?
It's good marketing, too, by the way.
Lucius. Is there a place called House of Hash Browns?
Boy, I hope not. I'll be highly disappointed. You got 45 different versions of hash browns on your meal or something like that? I'm kind
of
bored with
House
that.
Of no. Hash Browns.
I'm out on hash browns.
No?
House of Hash Browns. I'm
you're
out.
Saying no? Yeah, you're no. Out?
No, but you have the International House of Pancakes. You have the Pancake House. You have the Waffle House. But no one's building the house out of hash browns.
Hash brown house.
This is a no. This is a no for me.
That sounds like the second little pig.
Guys, sure?
Yeah, I feel good that I feel like we know what our breakfast houses are, and they're not hash browns.
And you wouldn't make like a you wouldn't start your business off a side.
Yeah, it does feel. Yeah, that feels like food trucky a little bit to me.
Food trucky.
Like, hey, we specialize in dominant potatoes. We pull up to the brewery, and you guys, you know, from time to time, you have that.
But you're not going to
sit
on them.
Yeah, you're not going to go sit down at the potato house.
Yeah,
the hash house.
Hash house. That's different.
It's a real place.
Oh, it's two in a row.
The House of Hash.
House of Hash Browns.
Where
real
is it?
Place.
That's awful.
It actually sounds delicious, man.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to go there. Can I get some potatoes topped with potatoes?
Yeah, right.
Like, what are we doing? We're smothering our potatoes in more potatoes?
You could have other breakfast items there.
I guess the potato is so versatile that you could have just
a
potato
place.
You go to
IHOP International House of Pancakes. They got other things to eat there.
But they got so many different pancakes, too. There's, like, you know, the ones that taste like cookies. There's walnuts and stuff all in other ones. I can't think of the names right now because the coffee is not all the way through the system yet. But, yeah.
Thanks to Jake, by the way, for bringing us a cup of coffee.
Thank you,
today.
Jake.
Very nice of him.
Oh my God, I was out here just raw-dogging life with no caffeine in me.
Okay. I felt for you. I think I could tell the moment that caffeine hit your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And it was like you were like Wolverine coming out of the waters, bro.
I was, go away.
When he saw the red cup.
Immediately. He lit up.
His attitude completely changed. All right, here's one for you. Tell me if this is a real restaurant or not. Assault and Battery.
Oh, wow.
Assault and Battery. Is that a real restaurant or not?
It's a cop bar in Boston.
Assault and Battery.
Oh. I just... Now that you did the Titanic thing, I'm trying to, like, put these words together and see how it could make sense for food and, like, assault, salt, and but the battery. This one just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand how this is happening. So I'm going to say no.
No? Lucius.
Assault and Battery.
Assault and Battery.
Yeah, no. That's not a place.
It's a real restaurant.
God! What?
Are you kidding, dude?
I'm not kidding. This is a real restaurant.
Battery.
Like, this
wow,
is,
that's bad taste.
I'm really struggling on how you market this, dude.
Okay.
we're having a big family dinner at a Salt and Battery.
Salt and Battery. How about this one?
Guys' night.
Is it real or
salt
not?
And Battery.
Burgatory.
Burgatory, yeah. Absolutely. That rolls right off the tongue. That's brilliant. It's phenomenal. It's efficient. Count me in.
Burgatory there, Lucius.
Burgatory. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a cool spot.
Deep Ellum. Dude, we're going to Burgatory.
Going to Burgatory?
Going to Burgatory.
Actually, it's a chain of Pennsylvania restaurants.
Yes.
So you're right.
Yes.
You guys are right about that.
That's a really nice name. I like that. That's good.
All right. How about this one?
You never want to be stuck in Purgatory, but if you told me I was stuck in Burgatory,
yeah,
I'd be like, all right. I'll get comfy in here.
Hey, Ross, you good back there, bro?
Yeah, how's Ross?
Like,
there's like 14 different songs playing, fam.
We're hanging in there.
All right.
By a thread.
Okay, it's like those like pseudo like inspirational posters where it's like the cat hanging from a tree hanging in there. That's me.
Yes. Barely. Yes. Yeah. Well, the good news is there's only like another 3.5 hours to go.
Yeah. And pick one song.
All right. Here we go. Final one. Is there a place known as the Happy Grillmore?
Ooh.
Happy Grillmore.
Dang, that's good.
I'm so on board with it.
Creative people out here, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I speak behalf on a lot of people.
You're not giving me any credit for making that one up?
This better be real. No, I'm not giving you the credit for making up Happy Grillmore. Are you kidding me?
If you made that up, I'll be saying, why did you say this on the radio?
Yeah.
You're writing that down, trademark it, and let's run.
You both are saying yes for the Happy Grillmore?
I'm saying yes. That's legit.
The Happy Grillmore is a real place. It's in Portland, Oregon.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. There it is, a Krusty's Corner fun game on a Friday staple here with the King of the Krusty's, Brian Broaddus. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday live at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles. Let's take a look at the NFL news of the day. We got Stephen Jones on Dak Aikman versus Lamar and trouble with the Eagles next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.